It's 8:14 with Carl and Eric, Tuesday morning here on AM 910 WJCW. Thank you for joining us this morning. Beautiful morning. Not a cloud to be seen in the sky. Pretty blue. The birds are happy, and so are we. And temperature right now, 52 degrees at our studios in Gray. Low to mid-50s. We're looking for a high today in the 70s. Going to be very pleasant, too. Around this time each week, we join forces with Susie Cloyd, who joins us to talk about life and living at Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this portion of the program. She calls the program Ask Asbury, and we'll just ask Susie, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
You got a microphone.
Here I am.
Wow. Okay.
I knew that. I just want to see if y'all were awake.
Okay. Thank you very much. I thought you were running out the door there.
No,
I wasn't sure
no.
What was happening.
Sorry about that.
That's quite all right. Yeah, you have to hold it. Either that or you sit on the console.
Anyway, I am good, and I'm glad you enjoyed the chocolate custard.
You had to bring that up again.
I'm gonna challenge my chef team to see what we can come up with shrimp.
Oh, now that's okay, because that requires special...
Hush!
Oh,
you
okay.
Go ahead and do that, girl.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
While you're at it, fix me some, too.
Okay. You twisted my arm.
Susie joins us, as she does every Tuesday about this time, and today you brought a guest with you. A good face to see again, but I'll let you do the introduction.
All right, Tracy Kendall. She is the Executive Director for the Tennessee Alzheimer's Association, and we are combining efforts this Friday, the 13th. Remember I told you Friday 13th is my lucky day. But however, we're doing a yard sale at Asbury Place of Kingsport. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing it in the Villa neighborhood at the Villa Clubhouse.
Okay.
And so it's a neighbor-wide, campus-wide yard sale. And, of course, proceeds for that yard sale are going to go to the Tennessee Alzheimer's Association.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, what better way to talk about the cause, the reason, and our purpose for selecting this wonderful organization than to have Tracy talk about it and let all the listeners know, you know, why you would want to donate and why they would want to be that foundation of choice to, you know, make good with.
Hey, Tracy, thanks for joining us here.
Thank you for having me.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
I hope everything's been going well since the last time we got together. This is an exciting thing, this yard sale, this call it what you will, thrift sale, whatever, coming up this Friday, and with the benefits, of course, to the Alzheimer's Association. Now, we've heard about Alzheimer's all our lives, okay? And for many of us, our families have been affected by someone who has come down with Alzheimer's, my family, personal family included. So I share in the understanding and the family dynamics involved there. Stepping back just a bit for our listeners, though, if you would, Tracy, let's get back to the sort of basics. What does Alzheimer's do when an individual contracts it that makes it such an insidious sort of thing?
So just real quickly first, is my family also has experienced, five family members, so want to throw that out there. I think, you know, most people think of the short-term memory loss only, and what they don't realize is after that progresses, then it truly affects every area of the brain. Mm-hmm. So then your personality is affected, and your ability to walk and talk and communicate, all of those things are affected, so it's much more than memory. I think most people think of Alzheimer's disease, and they get a picture of the notebook in their mind, and that isn't always how it happens.
Mm. So those who are afflicted with it, obviously their capabilities begin to degenerate.
Right.
Is it stoppable in its tracks? Can it be prevented?
The short answer is no, not yet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we are working so hard, and that's why we appreciate Asbury and all of their support, definitely Susie leading that charge. So there is a lot of research out there that shows modifiable risk factors can truly change the direction and the course of the disease.
That's encouraging.
So that is something that needs to be started in our late 50s, early 60s. So things like exercise, what we're eating, moving more toward the mind diet, way of eating, staying socially connected to other people. That, too, is another great thing that Asbury can offer, is staying connected to other people, knowing what your purpose is and fulfilling that purpose actually reduces risk by 50%.
Wow.
So isolating, being alone, not a good idea.
Truly. You mentioned a diet in there, too. Expand just a bit on that.
So the mind diet, I jokingly say that in America, if something is too difficult, like the Mediterranean diet or the DASH diet, which is something that individuals with heart issues try to adhere to. When those two things are a little difficult, what we do in America is we smush them together, take the best of both, and make it doable. So the MIND diet is a mix of the Mediterranean and the DASH diet, so very high in healthy fats. So avocado, olive oil, those types of things, very limited in sugar. And the other thing that most people don't like very much is dairy, very limited in dairy. So they suggest getting dairy no more than two times a week due to its inflammatory properties.
Wow, that's very interesting to hear, too. It's called the MIND diet?
MIND, M-I-N-D.
Wow, very interesting. Mm-hmm. Thanks for that particular factoid there. As individuals, and you spoke, of course, of ways that in our mid to late 50s, we can begin to hopefully curtail some of the effects of oncoming onset Alzheimer's. When we look at it, though, and an individual perhaps having done all that still nevertheless comes down with Alzheimer's, has the symptoms and so forth, they begin to lose a lot of their capabilities. You mentioned some of them in particular. Of course, there are ways to help address these sorts of things in terms of care units.
Absolutely.
That is something, of course, you know, we hear it in nursing homes. We hear it in other applications as well, too. But it evolves finally, I think, first when the family, from our experience, perhaps yours too, Tracy, began to realize that my dad was just not doing things normally.
Right.
I don't mean just little things that you could say, okay, well, you forget things as we get older, you know, this sort of thing. That may be a symptom. But other things that were really, truly bizarre and totally unlike his behavior before.
Right.
And at that point, it really, truly begins to affect the family.
It does, absolutely. Actually, the latest statistic shows 69% of the time the person providing care or helping with care, their health declines due to the stress and neglect of taking care of their own health. So it's extremely important to reach out to individuals in the community, like Alzheimer's Tennessee, like Asbury, for that support, education, direction, and then treatment options. There are many times that families are left holding the bag of what to do with certain medications or certain decisions. And I, you know, like to say they don't have a medical degree, so sometimes it's really difficult to leave that in their hands. So coming to a care partner support group meeting would be helpful. But Alzheimer's Tennessee exists to help in every stage, every type of dementia. Alzheimer's is one. Mm-hmm. We know that there are 70-ish different types, so helping with all of those things.
Talk about some of the other different types that we might be familiar with. Not all 70, certainly.
Right. Vascular dementia, we have a very high incident of that in our area due to the fact we have a very high rate of heart attack, stroke, and diabetes. So any condition that hinders the blood and oxygen flow to the brain can cause more of a vascular type of dementia. The way to approach is totally different. Pharmacologically, it may not be much different. So what types of medications they get may be exactly the same as with someone who has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, but how we approach care may be very different.
Yeah.
Lewy body dementia. A lot of people had never... Lewy, L-E-W-Y, body dementia. A lot of folks didn't know that existed until Robin Williams passed away. That's what he had actually been diagnosed with, Parkinson's, which is another type of dementia. But upon his autopsy, they found that he actually had Lewy body. So those are kind of the most common, along with frontotemporal dementia. That one's really interesting. I always say the frontal lobe of our brain is what keeps us out of jail.
Yeah.
It's what helps us pick up on social cues. It's what let me know that when you all were on air, I needed to be quiet. And when that part of your brain is affected, then it's no holds barred. If we think it, we say it. If we think it, we do it. And that may not always be the most appropriate response, especially in the community.
Most folks around here are familiar with the story of course, Pat Summitt, who passed away from symptoms related to early onset Alzheimer's. How does that differ?
Early onset means below the age of 65.
I see.
So, and then if you'll remember back, her first symptom was her mood.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't necessarily memory. It was her mood.
All right.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And again, from our family, you saying that first sign reminded me of my dad as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we're thinking out loud right now, talking about Alzheimer's Association in Tennessee. with the individual particular suffering from Alzheimer's now in our scene here, taken care of in whatever way is required for their proper care and medication. Turning back to the family again, how does Alzheimer's of Tennessee help support family members whose other family member is indeed now under care for Alzheimer's?
Mm-hmm. We have a variety of different ways. So one of the, I say the only good thing that came from COVID is our host of online and virtual care partner programs. So
very
those
good.
Still exist,
mm-hmm.
even beyond, well, we're still in COVID.
Understood.
With
yeah.
numbers going down and being a little different, we decided to not take those away. There were many individuals that benefited from those. So we have an online family caregiver training academy. That is a plethora of extremely short videos that deal with very specific concerns, from
mm-hmm.
bathing to wandering to I've gotten a diagnosis, now what type
mm-hmm.
of thing. So that exists on our website. We also have 3 online virtual support group meetings a week.
Wow.
We mm-hmm. also have in-person. We have about 11 in-person support group meetings. We can conduct home visits with in-person support, education, you name it. We can do those based upon the person's schedule. So we know a lot of people providing care, like me, are working.
Right.
So we work during the day. You need someone to meet with you in the evening or a weekend. I know Susie is the queen of that. She doesn't really have quote-unquote business hours, and neither do we. So we can meet people where they are when they need us to meet them. If a person is very hesitant, we see that a lot. I will receive a phone call, or I'll go into a home and the person will say, I don't even know where to start. I don't even know what to tell
yeah.
you. So I'll ask some probing questions, and typically it takes one or two.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person is an open book and they can share that information and mm-hmm. get it out and then receive support on where to go.
Wonderful. This is just so great. You've mentioned all these services. How do folks access these?
A couple of ways. So our website is www.alztennessee.org,
mm-hmm.
or our phone number is 423-330-4532.
And the website again, one more time.
alztennessee.org.
Very good. Tracy, always great to see you. Thanks for the
Thank
information
you.
Here, and don't be a stranger, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Back to you, Susie.
Well,
let's wrap it up here.
Let me just add, I felt like Alzheimer's was like the original identity theft. You know, you learn more now about identity theft and your, you know, ID being taken. But my husband and I didn't realize, we didn't know what we didn't know until, you know, his mother became ill with Alzheimer's. And you learn, you take a fast track in learning, and you get up to speed and you get where you need to be the support system and the caregiver. But we didn't know what we didn't know.
Exactly.
And so grateful for Tracy and her team,
mm-hmm.
Alzheimer's Tennessee, being a great partner for this yard sale. So I just wanted to remind listeners, today is drop-off day. We will be taking donations today from 10 to 5, and you can drop those off at the clubhouse in the Villa neighborhood. The yard sale, again, as I mentioned, is Friday the 13th, this Friday, May 13th, from 8 to 1. So I want to make sure everybody gets an opportunity to drop off and then also come and buy and peruse the selection, because you know the old saying, somebody's junk is somebody else's treasure.
Good point.
So 100 Netherland Lane, Asbury Place, Kingsport, and you can always go on our website, www.asburyplacekingsport.org. Or call me direct, Susie Cloyd, 423-830-8502.
Thank you, Susie. We'll talk to you next week.